insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال لهم موسى ألقوا ما أنتم ملقون.
Moses said to them, throw whatever you will throw.
فألقوا حبالهم وعصيهم وقالوا بعزة فرعون إنا لنحن الغالبون.
So they threw their ropes and their staffs and said, by the might of Pharaoh, indeed it is we who are predominant.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 43rd and 44th verses of Surah Ash-Shu'ara. The 43rd verse, قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَىٰ أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ. And the next one, فَأَلْقَوْا حِبَالَهُمْ وَعِسِيَّهُمْ وَقَالُوا بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ. You may remember we discussed the story of Moses and Pharaoh so far. In that gathering that the two sides appointed, and it was a day well known, as the Holy Quran says, يوم معلوم, and we said that it was possibly one of the feasts of Egyptians that Prophet Moses selected, because he wanted more people to be in that gathering, to be invited, so he wanted the light of faith to shine in more hearts in that time. Anyway, in that session, the wizards of all Egypt, the best of the best, were gathered. They asked Pharaoh to give them a reward, and he accepted. He said that you will be given some money, and also you will be among the nearest stationed. Now, it's time for the session to start. Moses says to the wizards, أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ, cast what you are going to cast. And now they cast down their robes and their rods. فَأَلْقَوْا حِبَالَهُمْ وَعِسِيَّهُمْ وَقَالُوا بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ. And they said, by Pharaoh's dignity, إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ, we shall be certainly the victors. Yes, like all sycophants, they also started with the name of Pharaoh and relied on his unreal power. At this time, as the Holy Quran has mentioned in other verses, the ropes and staffs moved like big and small snakes. And the point is that this is how the headstrong people talk. They take everything for themselves for granted. They talk in a very certain way. Inna lanahnu al-ghalibun. We are certainly and for sure we will be among the victors. This is how Pharaoh, their chief, talked. You may remember in the 34th verse, When he saw the miracle of Moses, Pharaoh said, قَالَ لِلْمَلَأِ حَوْلَهُ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ Verily, for sure this is a very skilled sorcerer. This is how these people talk. Now, they had intentionally selected some means of their own wizardry from staffs because they thought they could compete with the staff of Moses, عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَآلِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ And they added robes to prove that they are stronger. At this time, people cried joyfully and happily. Pharaoh and his companions became so hopeful that they could not contain themselves for joy. By looking at this pleasant scene, they got very happy. They were sure that they are the victors. على مر الزمان تألقا
وأضاء للدنيا طريقا We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this word. Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So this is what these people, these wizards said. By Pharaoh's dignity, we shall certainly be the victors. Inna lanahnu al-ghalibun. They talked so certainly that one might wonder that these are the very ones they asked Pharaoh to give them reward if they were successful. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ قَالُوا لِفِرْعَوْنَ أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ Shall we have a reward if we should be the victors? They were not sure whether they will be victors or not. But now, when they see the gathering, when they see the power of their co-workers, they start with the name of this great ruthless oppressor, and like sycophants, they rely on his power and they say that we shall be among the victorious. So they somehow started a kind of psychological war, although they were not sure of their victory in the very beginning. We will talk about the rest of the story in the remaining verses of this chapter, God willing, in the upcoming episodes. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry, and when faith becomes